Every conversation debates in relationships. We the topic of discussion. What's the gossip? Who she loving? This tea get hotter when you touch it.
Yo, yo, what it is, y'all? This is B.O.B., Bobby Ray Bans, and right now we at the reality table with Big Lex at Prime Cigar. You heard it here first. Let's go.
Bring to the table.
We got a very special guest in the building today. Decatur's finest. Atlanta's very own. Grammy nominated. B.O.B. Mr. Bobby Ray, how you doing today?
Yes, sir. Big dog.
I'm doing good. I sip to that.
Okay, like that. Like that's pretty good, huh? Like that's my best one, I think. I don't know. Mm. How y'all doing, kings and queens today?
Good.
Chilling.
Yeah?
Let's get to the action.
Okay. First, I want y'all to like, subscribe, and leave a comment on the Reality Table page. We are at Peachtree Cigar. You got a cigar you want to pull up? This the spot.
Yep.
But the name of the topic today, kings and queens.
I should got me a cigar.
All right, you should have. I ain't want to tell them because I ain't got time for them to be asking me questions. You know what I'm saying? But it's called Expectations versus Delusion. When is it too much? When does it become delusional? You know, that the guys be saying the girls are delusional. You know how it go? Is it delusional for women or men being 60 to have these high expectations at their age? What y'all think?
Being 60?
The reason I jumped to 60, because, you know, right now you got people going viral. Really, they are, because what's the girl named Lisa Ray talk about how she want this type of man.
Oh, yeah.
And then after she done married a king and all these things, and basically mm-hmm. say she ain't got time for no broke guy. So, I mean, it could be friendship too. Like, do we give people too many expectations when it comes to just dealing with people on a regular basis? And then when you set your expectations high, is it delusional when you believe that this person gonna do this? I mean, you can spend that however you want. Y'all act like y'all gotta
think. We need to take the age down.
Yeah. I was about to say, because I'm like 60.
We ain't gotta talk about those 60-year-olds.
That's a lot to unpack.
You feel me? That's a long way from here. We really ain't, we can't tell them nothing anyway if they 60 and up. They in their
listening.
You know what like
whatever they say they want, that's what they want. We're gonna let them have it.
Yeah.
But how we getting up though? So I say the age range.
You push.
We getting up.
Yeah,
down.
You by yourself.
Yeah, we getting up though.
We
don't know how old they is.
They don't know how old they is.
I'll be 21 forever.
Yeah, all right.
21.
Them folks, right? When they see me with the ponytail, they say I'm 25. I'm riding with it.
I'm trying to tell you.
But I'm just saying, as far as your love life, y'all ain't dealing with 25-year-olds, are you?
No.
Okay, but them 25-year-olds, look, while we capping, I'm just going to keep it real with you. It's a different year, you know, 2025. These kids got NIL deals, so it's a lot of younger guys trying to talk to older women because they can actually financially take care of them now.
Yeah, but I'm not dependent on a 25-year-old.
I mean, me either.
Mentally, emotionally, I don't think that... This is just my opinion. I don't think a 25-year-old is emotionally intelligent for a woman that is 10 to 15 years older, because we've lived two different lives.
Is it an age range, though?
So that makes you 30...
I'm 21.
Hey, man.
Oh, okay.
Hey, man. Say, man.
Yeah.
Since I was 16, all the women been hitting on me, so I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, man.
So like, how's that, though?
I don't know,
he
man.
Be hitting on them, man.
I don't know.
He used to. No, we're going to
like older women.
Used to.
No, still do.
So do you get the 60-year-olds?
Them cougars. You like them cougars?
Bro, older women, when they get older, they start talking to younger men.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that is true. I'm telling you.
If they still got it, it's cool. It don't matter what age she is.
And from what I hear, women really do get as they get older.
he gonna be careful how he answer that. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, it get real. It's like, start hitting different.
I'm over it.
So do you think they're delusional of their expectations when
older? That's right. We was talking about expectation versus delusion.
Delusional. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why it's hard for me to unpack that. It's like, I feel like expectation and delusion kind of overlap a little bit, because like if somebody ain't ready, if somebody really ain't ready to like show up,
mm-hmm.
and it gotta be like no relationship, you just be dating somebody. But like if they ain't gonna show up, then they not, it's kind of delusional for you to expect that person to show up, because how you do anything is how you do everything.
Yeah.
So if you just be going on a date or going on a vacation or whatever, so you know what I'm saying? Like it, you see what you're gonna get, like from the rip.
Mm-hmm. It, do you though? Because I feel like I always say this. This is like a repeated statement I say, but I feel like men do sell some dreams. I'm not saying all of them. I'm not saying the high caliber ones. I'm not saying you two guys. But there's a lot of guys that do sell dreams, and they will keep playing that role. And it, I don't even call it delusional, because when you see something for a while, you might see a little red flag, but there ain't no major red flag, because you're going to deal with something from everybody, right? So if you see something and you ride away, I'm going to ride this way, because we good, except he might do a little bit, you know what I'm saying? We good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you telling a girl this same thing, and then maybe it take a year for it to look different. Does mm-hmm. that make sense of what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of that being sold out here.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, hell.
Have you ever seen a nigga change?
Yes, before my eyes.
Before your eyes?
Yes.
So you seen a nigga get his shit together?
Ooh, that's what you mean, change?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Because I didn't try to build a bear before. So I didn't try to take somebody who I feel like was a great person, and they just didn't have the resources, but I got all the resources, so it can help build what they got going on. But then I didn't see them when they didn't build what they got going on, they completely changed.
So I was raised where an experience have taught me the false representative. When you meet a guy, you meet the representative first. You don't never read the authentic them, because you got to remember, men have to protect their assets too and everything that you've built. So they're going to come up as a representative. They're not going to come up as their authentic self, because they got to make sure that you are actually coming up as your authentic self. A lot of women are not coming to the table as their authentic self either. So it's kind of like both parties are sitting here holding back.
So everybody wearing a mask.
Basically. But it's only, that's why he said, have you ever seen a man really change? Mm-hmm. It's not that they've really changed. This is who they've been already.
Well, no, because when you ask me a question, have you ever seen a man change? If I've seen you, because different examples, if I seen you from 16 years old to 20 years old to 25 to 35 to 40, I done seen you, your evolve. Growth.
Evolve.
So you, yep. He asked specific question, have you seen a man change before my eyes? I'm not saying everybody, but those mm-hmm. two particular situations, I've seen it, and I've seen people change when they get some money, and I see people just be lazy and act like they had it all together, and then when you deal with someone, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the better question is, what do you consider, or when do you consider, how do you consider, what is your terms on shacking up? Because sometimes you don't really know somebody until you move in with them.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about shacking up? Because ain't nobody married. And y'all living with each other. I want Jody to say, because he got a lot. He holding back. Yeah. Jody holding back. He like,
I've been married.
He about to go breathe. So go ahead,
no,
breathe.
I'm really just listening, because most of everything y'all just said is already like, if you are in tune with reality, it already mm-hmm. presents itself off the rip.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are delusional. Y'all know the whole world know that. Y'all just said it real good and nice, and I applaud y'all for, you know, just saying y'all a little peace.
We is not delusional.
But look, in reality, so though, motherfuckers just be delusional, bro. And they be, y'all know good fucking well, man. This man like this, man. You needed a man. You needed some comfort.
So delusional when they y'all false representative.
Ain't no false representative, nothing. If a nigga got a false representative self, then you don't need to be dealing with them type of niggas anyway.
But then you don't know,
straight to the
though.
Table like this. Yes, you do know when you meet a real one. That's the difference.
But everybody feel that. Everybody swear they real.
But everybody ain't. They wouldn't make it different, though. They wouldn't make it different. When you push up and I ain't got to hide shit. Mm-hmm. I can meet
but
you out
ain't
the
you the same man that just, no remember he told us on the last one? Sometimes you gotta lie. Sometimes you gotta lie.
That's if I wanna fuck.
That's crazy, though.
That's if I
so you're delusional.
No, if I
you're
wanna
delusional.
Just, if I
Jody told
put...
us sometimes you gotta lie.
Look,
and he
girl.
Said sometimes a better lie is better so you ain't gotta deal with
hey.
The aftermath.
Everybody lie. We all
this
lie.
Is crazy.
You ain't never told a lie.
Hey.
You ain't never lied to a bitch, bro.
I mean, I definitely done hid some facts.
You feel me? That's just what we do, bro.
Y'all
and you know
right.
The delusional part is they don't, they think, they act like they don't know that already.
And also,
man, you motherfucker gonna lie to you in a minute.
And also,
I agree.
Also, the delusional part, I feel like women don't really want to know everything.
No.
Shit.
See, that's the problem.
I need
to. We talked about that.
Hey,
that's the problem.
Time, I stand on that hill and I ain't coming off of it.
I think that's cap because
coming from two women that want to know everything.
I want listen. I'm about to say where you going? What time?
Yo,
where you at?
Do you,
and I think I'm just inquisitive. I think more so me. I just be having questions because I like to know. I'm a point guard. I like to play the scene. You know what I'm saying? So I want to know. And it's not that I'm trying to be in your business. I just want to know where you at. I just like to keep tabs on my friends too. My solid friends, my close friends, or even if I ain't talked to you in a minute. Or we pick up where we left off. Like, I need to know that you okay.
But
we talking about
the man that you are emotionally involved with.
No, you got to let me know where you
even
at.
Even with me being emotionally involved with somebody, for me, being emotionally involved with somebody, I do want to know certain things. However, I don't want to know all the things.
You crazy.
No, I don't.
Hey,
it's because it's because I'm not the type of person that acts. I'm not finna ask you who, what, when, where, why, only because...
Look at Jody. Look at Jody said you lying, bro.
Yeah, I'm lying.
His eyes is like, man. Look, he's like...
You
see, like,
I don't want to know everything. I would never... Like, for real. I don't know. No, you can't say all women because I don't.
Well, okay, y'all.
I wouldn't even know if you have multiple girlfriends because I'm not going to ask you those type of questions.
That's like, crazy.
I'm asking. I'm not. See? And that's the problem.
Then I don't
because
be
then
a
you
part
don't want to know his answer.
Mm-mm.
Because if his answer is, yeah, I got about 5 different girls, then now you're going to be sitting there like...
Mm-mm. Let me tell you the difference between me and you and what you thought
talking,
and what you thought I was going to hear.
We're talking majority of my
name. Right, right. But she also said you. So let me just tell you.
No, I'm not talking about him.
I know. I'm just saying. No, I'm saying you. You're talking about me. You threw it on me. I'm about to answer your question. What I'm saying is this. You said, oh, you don't want to know. No, I want to know.
I don't
and first
know.
Of all, I ain't about to sit up here and get involved to that far degree if I don't know what's going on. So my thing is, if I know what's going on, I like to control the temperature.
See,
I like to play with the thermostat sometimes, but I like to control.
What if you can't control the temperature?
Exactly.
Can't control the temperature.
But then I get out.
Her man, she gonna land with her nigga. A little longer than she gonna land with her nigga.
No.
That's all that is.
No.
She gonna go a little longer than her, cause bitch, her ass got to go. You got the motherfucker go. You ain't asking me all these motherfuckers, cause you better go do something.
No.
You better go find something to do. Shit.
Because I also don't like somebody questionizing me. So
yeah.
It's different. I don't like somebody who, what, when, where, why. If I'm with you,
you want to add
no, because
shit all
that,
the time.
I feel like that's a trust thing. So I'm not big on the phones. I'm not big on like
yeah, I just...
We got to understand that. It's just different. I don't know. To each his own. People, I feel like people should work for what works for them. Whatever works for them, works for them. I'm not going to ask them type of questions because I know what I want. So if I know I'm not going to be involved with this man, I don't know if I want to be with you long term yet, right? I just met you. So I'm not going to sit here and ask you a million 21 questions over and over when only time is going to tell me what type of man you are in order for me to actually say, okay, I'm going to be dealing with this man. I haven't said that I'm going to make a commitment to this man, so I don't need to know all that information. I would rather you come to me and be like, you know what? Let me tell you about my day versus me. If I ask the little regular questions, but I don't want to know who, what, when, where, why, because now I don't want you to feel like I'm questionizing you, because then now you're going to questionize me, and that I feel like it opens up a place for insecurities. So you build trust off of, dang, this girl don't never ask me nothing. Like, mm-hmm. I want to tell her. Dang, he don't never ask me. I want to tell him. So it creates that understanding between two. So my experience, I'm not going to... I guess that's why I've been married.
Yeah, you
and
I
don't
do
all that.
No,
I don't do all that. Like,
but listen, I'm a piggyback off what you said, but I'm gonna make it make sense. Okay, it's about the foundation you lay.
Yeah,
and I feel like when somebody pulls up that representative, and they constantly give you a good morning text, Or hold on, listen. You talking about you, I'm talking about period. Foundation somebody lay. I'm a PG. So my thing is this, if you tell me this is the play that's going to be made on this quarter or we need a shot, it's 30 seconds left, I always use basketball as my life. Mm-hmm. If you lay a foundation that you text me good morning, gorgeous, or whatever, bitch, you better keep texting me good morning, gorgeous.
See, I don't care for that.
Hold on, but let me tell you something. It's not that, but no, the difference is, it's not that you got to, but understand that's the expectation. Because you've done it for 2 weeks consistently. Nobody told you to do it. You did it on your own. You check in on your own. Nobody's asking you to check in. These are the things that you've laid. So let me tell you the reality of the expectations. When that shit stops, something else going on. It don't mean it got to be another woman, but 9 times out of 10, it's probably another woman. And you just got to keep it real with yourself.
What if he's just tired of saying good morning?
And I'm with you on that. But what I'm saying is you also got to know who you're dealing with. So if somebody lay a foundation, first of all, I don't care what foundation a lot of people lay. But the one I really want to deal with, I'm going to pay attention to that foundation. Because people going to do what they want to do regardless if I give a fuck or not. And I'm going to let you be who you going to be too. But then I can make a decision on what I want to do. So my thing is, we can call it expectations, we can call it delusional, I call it standards. Because I have a standard of how I move around, how I live my life. And I'm a real G too. So if I want to play around, we can play around. And let's have that conversation.
Don't you want to feel special?
Absolutely. From the one I want to feel special from.
Yeah.
From the one I want to feel special from.
I feel like...
Oh, shit.
I feel like, respectfully, you don't want to know everything because you're not going to feel special.
No.
Then you was never special to begin with.
Yeah, you will.
I mean, yeah. No, that's not true.
His time depends. And his focus, you will know.
It depends. I don't even want to. It
depends. What does it depend on,
it
Jody?
It depends,
because he's holding back right now. Well, hey, it's the most reserved he ever been.
Could you just be saying shit?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
This girl, that's why I'm here, y'all. That's why I'm here. People go to just saying shit. This is where you're delusional. In reality, nobody's gonna text you good morning,
all
gorgeous, every motherfucking morning.
No, I got it consistently.
And if you want them to, you're delusional.
Yeah.
No, you missed the part I said.
If you think that they're gonna continue to do that for the rest of y'all relationship.
Entanglement.
Or whatever it is. That's just the real you in, sweetheart.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's sometimes
don't throw the sweetheart out. It's like going to the river. Sometimes I use the river as explaining my life.
Yeah.
Okay. You gonna get you a fishing rod, tie you something real good that something gonna catch. You feel? Throw it out in that water. You the water.
Dang, it's a lot of water.
Get on in that water. It's plenty of them, but I'm going to just throw this out here and see where you bite on it. Good morning, gorgeous.
Grand rising queen.
I hate you.
Hey, she over there like this. She wake up in the morning, little stocking cap on, with cap on, whatever the cap is they be wearing. And she over there.
Little bunny motherfucker.
Look, she get on the phone, she roll over, boom, see the phone, boom, she got about 4 messages.
Yeah.
4 minutes she see, boom. Good morning, gorgeous. And she might have a rough night or something.
Yeah.
Wake up now. Good morning, gorgeous. If you don't feel nothing with that, whoever that was texting you, he ain't for you. But if you feel something, he got you. And I'm gonna text you until I get you.
But see, I was straight raised up by my brothers and I was raised by a whole bunch of dudes. So I done seen the plays. So it's different. So when I see men do that to me, it's like, okay, how long you about to last? Like, I pay attention because I know who the false representative is. I'm more so, you call me during lunchtime. I'm not waking up in the morning. I'm not hot sauce to wonder. Then he said, good morning, queen. I hope you have a beautiful day. And then you keep doing it every day. Huh?
I think I used to. I should have never said no, good morning, it's, gorgeous.
It's, no, it's.
I'm gonna give y'all another
every
example.
Woman, you but no, every woman going through that.
Good morning, gorgeous. I'm gonna give y'all another example.
No,
go
but
ahead.
A lot of women are going through that though because are they have the expectations.
Texas?
Yeah, I get those texts
every day.
But the problem is that
well, you don't take it that serious.
Yeah, I don't take it serious because I want to know. Throughout your day, are you going to call me to say how I'm doing? Did you do this? How is this going? Right? Versus a text message. You probably one of them dudes that text all five girls, good morning.
Yeah. And then one boy I know, he do that.
And just keep on rotating. Yeah. There's a lot of men that do that. So I don't put my expectations and my feelings into the good morning. You can do it 2-3 weeks straight. And I'm be like, oh, yeah, he consistent. But you ain't consistent throughout the day. Did you call me? Did you text me? Did you see what I was doing? So it's different of how much effort is put into it. So I feel like it's delusional when women expect men to keep doing that every day when I feel like it's one of those things until he get, like what Jody said, until he get what he want, then them text messages actually going to slow back down.
Just a little
hell
bit.
Hell no.
It's going to slow down.
But see,
yeah.
But
that's
the part y'all all miss because I'm not saying that you necessarily have to do a good morning text or a grand rising or whatever. What I'm saying is, you know when some shit is different. So my thing is, if somebody's painted this picture, Picasso, and they showing you goddamn blue skies and blue rivers and trees and everything consistently,
mm-hmm.
Let's go 3 months in. Now, I'm not saying you got to get a good morning text every morning. It might go every other day. Because I'm a big person of words and affirmation. I feel like you got to know your partner's love language to understand what they like. I'm words of affirmation. I'm physical touch. So my thing is, when you understand your partner's love language, you can really move and grow with them. But the big part that I was saying was, people do this every day. Be they lying, mm-hmm. they selling dreams. There's one dude I personally know. He go through his messages. He send good morning texts to all the girls in his phone.
Gosh.
And see who bite. But my thing is this.
You said he was going through his phone?
Yeah, he go through his phone. And he send text messages to all the females he know.
He told you this?
Yeah, that's my G.
Oh,
good. I mean, most of my friends are dudes, so I learned the red flags, too.
This not somebody you're dating. This is
heck no, nah, that boy ain't retarded. If that ain't never going nowhere. But the thing is, most of my friends are dudes, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, I get it, because I see the second half of it. I grew up in it. I know mm-hmm. it. I know what's going on. But the one you like, okay, good morning text every 3 days. Cool, he's still sending it. I'm not really expecting it every day because the actions align with it. What I'm saying, when the actions stop aligning, realization, reality is somebody mm-hmm. else. And the delusion with women is you think is, oh, he's having a tough day. And no, he got somebody else.
Maybe a nigga just like, want to focus on his rap career for
there
a little bit.
Like,
that's
what you be telling them. That's what you be telling them. Just focusing on my grammar. Get out of here. Will, no, Will. I ain't going to go to you, but I'm over it.
I ain't got nothing to say about this shit. I said what I said. But you know what I want to do? I want to flip it, too.
Mm-mm.
I want to flip this shit real quick. Because me and her had the discussion, right? And I'm going to bring it on the podcast to the world.
No, don't. We're going to fight.
So she can see what I mean. You know, I'm a grown-ass man, bro. I'm not one of them little kids she talk to.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? I know what the hell going on now.
Yeah.
This is what I want everybody to know. That this, me and Lex talk about this shit off camera. And she got on her feet. And I'm a real one. And I don't care. Check this out, right? This is what I told her. And you just made an example of what I'm finna tell you too. Because you're more of the text me in the morning and talk to me, like, let me know you thinking about me type shit, or let's conversate. And she's more of the, hey, look, I got shit to do too, so if you do hit me,
right.
It's cool, but I ain't gonna look at you no differently if you did
right.
or you didn't, if
right.
I fuck with you like that. That's right. One. But there's a difference in women too, who she was raised around men.
Right.
I mean, by her brothers and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She hang with dudes.
And I was raised by my brother.
So, and my daddy. So check this out. There are feminine women in the world, like very feminine, and they just don't do boy activities at all. They're not really
yeah.
with the boy shit
right.
at all.
Right.
But then there are women that be still beautiful, cute, like this, but like a nigga with it.
Yeah, like,
you see what I'm saying? It's some nigga in it.
It's some nigga in
and
it.
And she gonna argue me down there. She bases her life off of being a point guard in basketball.
I'm not gonna let you do my dog
who
like
is
that.
You, how you gonna
no,
tell
no,
me?
No, no,
how
no.
can can she tell me that she ain't no little nigga?
No,
she don't act like a little nigga.
No.
Y'all little nigga.
These bitches little niggas. They just in a female body, bro.
That's crazy.
Some of them like that. Ain't nothing wrong with it, bro.
Yo, little nigga, that's crazy.
Bro,
this why
ain't
we about
nothing
to fight.
Wrong with it.
That's why we always about to
fight. Why are you mad? Man, stop. Man, y'all, we have time to get out of those shit. But real, tell her this. It don't matter if you like a little boy or you act like a girl, girl. If when you got it, you got it. So right. Niggas still gonna want you.
Oh yeah.
Niggas still gonna bite down.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
But you more of like nigga, you just can't do it. You ain't gonna be able to just
play with me like
yeah,
that.
Because
I don't play them.
I would ring around some niggas.
Right.
You gotta treat them a little bit different.
Yeah.
She's a little nigga. Like yeah. I gotta treat her like, hey, bro. Hey, come here, bro. Hey, sit down. Let me tell you something.
And I'll be listening.
You doing too fucking much. You feel? Why is you mad? Then what you get?
Junkie want to fight. See,
nah,
that's the problem. Where my camera?
I just want to know if I'm lying.
You kind of got like a little
YN. Am I lying or what, bro? Uh-huh.
You like a little YN inside.
He just makes me mad because the thing is this. Where the camera? You, them,
come
right
on,
there.
Bro. How is
so
that?
So this is the thing. So I was trying to explain this to Jody, but Jody don't like to listen. He think he know it all. That's fine. That's what men do.
That's a hater.
So my thing is this. I'm not even saying what he's saying is necessarily wrong. It's how he deliver it. I don't like it. And my thing is this. At this big age, I know me. Cause they still gonna choose.
You know, why you don't like how he deliver? He deliver
his delivery is trash. Because first of all, he said, "I'm gonna tell you exactly what he's saying. You walk like a boy. You talk like a boy. You're my boy. Who you talking to?
Like, that's how niggas talk.
No, that's not the point. Because listen, no, I don't walk like a little boy. My feet was hurting, and then I don't talk like a man. I'm an independent woman, and I'm aggressive. But my thing is, I'm not about to play with you. You go play with them little prissy girls who let you play like that. And because they're, Jody, who gives a, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little more aggressive.
That's that nigga shit.
But that's not a nigga stuff. That's masculinity in a female's body.
But then
because
there's
a lot of men who act feminine.
Look, then you tell
me. You just act like you act.
Look, then you tell
crazy.
Me. Then you
we're
tell
getting off subject. Look, let me go back to the next one.
Listen.
No, I'm
then
okay.
You tell me. This is expectation and fucking delusion. Listen, listen to me, right? She turn around and tells me, right? I just have a man's mentality.
Yes.
The fuck is that?
Yeah. I know how these folk think. You understand what I'm saying?
If you got a man's mentality.
You understand what I'm saying? Oh, he's about to say something smart too.
Please tell her what does that mean, bro?
How do you feel? How do you
I get what Lex's saying.
Thank
it doesn't
you.
Mean that she mentally thinks only
or
like a man
like
or
a
move
man.
Like a man.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just she has more of an understanding on the logical side versus most women
yep.
that are not smart or emotionally
intelligent.
Hey,
the first time we had an on-camera agreement. That's what I'm talking about.
Fucking right. Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
No.
I'm sorry.
No, what are you gonna say?
No, I was just like curious, like what? Because I feel like y'all know a lot more about her complaints about dating than I do. So I'm trying to see how delusional it is. Because my time knowing you, you know, I feel like all right, shit, we might shoot some hoops, or we might, you know what I'm saying? Like I don't really. I'm like, shit, let's goddamn, I don't know if we're gonna smoke some Black and Miles together or like, I don't know.
And how long you been doing this, bro?
A long time. A
couple, yeah, some years now, probably 6 years maybe.
Yeah. But our thing is how we vibe, like, it don't be though them type of conversation.
I always felt like that from the jump, though. I was like, oh, yeah, you real, like...
The homie.
Yo, it is.
That's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
I don't like how he says it.
Why?
My thing is this.
No,
because listen. No. But let me tell you something. My thing is this.
But I told you.
But let me tell y'all this. And tell me if I'm wrong. Because I'm going to ask both of y'all. I don't give a fuck how you describe it, define it, or whatever. most of the dudes that really get along or with someone they want to be with is like they homie, is like they best friend, like they friend. You know what I'm saying? Now, it don't mean, my whole point of saying things was a feminine girl might move a little differently than me and bite on what you're talking about, but I'm going to let you know 10 toes down, like, I ain't moving like that, because like, and I don't care how I deliver it, whatever, this is me. I know me. I know I'm aggressive. I know I have my masculine moments, but I also know a motherfucker can't touch me either. I know a bitch can't goddamn walk in the room and say she look better than me personally, because that's how I move. That's my character. That's mm-hmm. my Division One status. I'm just saying, like, I move a certain way and I move with people who move with me like that a certain way. I don't care who likes it or not. If we're aligned and you like me, a lot of dudes that be hitting on me like that. You know what I'm saying? They love that. They love me.
Love what, though?
They love me.
But love what?
They love how I am.
The nigga side? The nigga side? You are so delusional. And you're proving it to everybody.
No.
So what's
keep it G with it, because she's my partner. I'm just trying to keep her in tune with what really be going on. That's all.
What's the disconnect with, like, that, like, what, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, not with me. He said some little smart stuff, like, that's why you're by yourself. Because da 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 da.
But Johnny talk crap.
Yeah, right. He's
trap.
But listen, I'm by my, and I was explaining to him that.
I told the truth.
No, I was explaining to him. It was, I could go get a boyfriend tomorrow. That ain't hard. People hit on me every day. I'm explaining to him that just because, like, you know, the stuff he sell, we ain't got to buy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't sell anything.
What I'm saying, how he sell, he gonna date multiple women.
That understood and clear, period.
But what I'm saying,
I don't sell anything.
What I'm saying is, I was explaining to him, like, people like me and you are single because we choose to be single. Yeah. We don't want to settle. I could go get somebody tomorrow or somebody who want to run a bag on me. I don't really care what you got going mm-hmm. on. If I'm not attracted to you, if I'm not aligned with that, then I'm cool on that. And I'll go home to my cat and have a great day. Like, I'm
so you're saying,
Oreo.
So you're saying,
yeah,
you're cat lady. I want to peg you as a cat lady. I never thought that one.
They turned me into one, bro. She had to get a cat.
Hey, that's how it started.
Swap the nigga for the cat.
Don't do Oreo like
bro,
that.
Bro, that's how it started. You know, you start saying I'm single by choice, and then you end up with a cat.
Yeah.
And you end up with two cats.
No. I almost got another one because Oreo needed a friend.
Man, you tripping.
But the point was, I just basically was explaining to him, like, I'm 38 years old. I done dealt with different people, and then people that I've actually walked away from, just we weren't aligned. Like, I'm not about to take care of you. You a grown man. I'm not about to. And then it's kind of like not take care of somebody. Like, you give somebody a chance to show you, like, okay, look, we've been together this long. Like, you're going to have to graduate. I can't keep playing goddamn kindergarten with you. Like, you're going to have to graduate. And then if we not aligned, it's okay if it don't work out. For me, it's okay.
Yeah.
Then I need to find somebody who aligns with me. So that's just me personally. But I ain't got to buy with Jody Selling. Like, Jody Selling that he dated multiple girls.
This not about me.
I'm just making a point.
This not about me.
And he's saying we're delusional because everybody really is doing how he moved. And everybody's not like that. That's all I don't feel like
look, I'm going to say this. Men, I can't speak for all niggas. But from what I hear and see, men deal with the delusion of women a lot. Like,
example.
Yeah, give me an example, because you just talking.
Because it's like, I don't feel like women really, I know what women know what they want in a man, but I don't think they know what a man is unless they've had a chance to, like, really, like, accept what a man is. And I know, like, some of them grow up with their brothers and grow up with this and that, but it's a little different when you like a nigga, then you get delusional. Like, once you really get emotionally connected to somebody,
mm-hmm.
then you start, like, being like, oh, no, it's not that. Oh, it ain't, you know, it ain't that. It ain't this. It ain't, he ain't doing, or, like, I don't know. It's a disconnect that I see, at least for me, from my perspective, because I've been, you know what I'm saying, I've had the opportunity to travel the world a lot and talk to different people in different cultures all over the world. And I hear a lot of complaints, man, like I really do. And I've been thinking, like, damn, like, why is it can't be that bad. I mean, I know it's bad dating, like, in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I've been with my wife since we was, like, 18. Mm-hmm. 19, 18, 19. So I ain't have to go through certain shit. Mm-hmm. But, like...
You're a good man.
I mean, I feel like because man. I feel like because we met when we were so young...
Yeah, it just...
We got a chance to grow together. Yeah. But, like, if I was... single now, I don't think I think I would just be single for the rest of my life probably because
yeah, for sure.
I can't, I don't know.
you would be having a ball off the muscle.
I don't know. It's hard trusting somebody when you like 35 and you meet somebody and they 35.
Right.
It's like, I don't really
stay married, bro. It's just a tragedy. It's a tragedy out here.
That's what I'm hearing.
Do you hear the host? Can you hear? This is my partner. Now listen. Let me tell you why I stick. This is why this show is good though, for real, especially for both of them. Cause they be doing their thing like they really got shit going on. Like they ain't just your average
right
motherfucker. You know what I mean? So you gotta understand that off the rip.
Right.
But I won't be thinking women. Period. Like understands it yet.
Right.
After all of these years. From our great great granddad,
right.
This shit goes like this. Mm-hmm. This is how it goes. Everybody got all their little ways of thinking. No, I'm gonna do it like this. I'm gonna do it. No, this shit go one way. It's one way to go with this shit, bro.
And what is the one way?
If you find once you ready to find you somebody that you really fuck with, like you fuck with them, like yeah. You just gonna go all the way out with them. That's who you stuck with.
I think we all agree.
You gotta get stuck with
you
somebody.
Gotta get stuck if with you. You gotta get stuck
if
with
y'all them. Motherfuckers don't. You wanna keep running from person to person and dealing with these different fucking emotions and spirits and shit and widow ass shit going on. Then you gonna be around this motherfucker looking like a zombie, like everybody or trying to find somebody to hold.
You never gonna find nobody perfect. Ain't no perfect person.
Every man has his flaws, just like women got their flaws. But we just men. We different. We're not a female.
Yeah. Also, it's not a lot of us out here from what I'm... But, it ain't a lot of us out
it's
here.
It's a lot of niggas, but it ain't a lot of men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? It ain't a lot of men who can really know how to be a man. Cause any man with any woman, why I always... I'm able to speak on women. I don't care who watching. I'll be always able to speak on it because I travel the world too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You feel me? I don't really did shit. Right. I done seen
yeah,
them.
You done seen the terrain.
I know how they coming from all ages.
Yeah.
So my man is going to control and dominate the whole program off the rip. I can't have you telling me what to do, baby.
Here you go.
This ain't how this shit
go. Here you go.
That's where the delusion come in as well. You're delusional if you think...
I got a question.
If you think because you make this,
all right.
You do that, you do this, all of this is a plus, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. But I need you to listen to me, though.
I got a question, because we know how Jody acts.
No, they were going on.
So the question to you is this, because it's not that he wrong, but his delivery of y'all just
my delivery was just fine.
The question is, you can be a man, or the statement is, you can be a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you have to coexist with women. We're here to coexist. And we're in a new year, we're in a new age where... It ain't the regular stuff going on. Like, women is really the new men, and you got some guys that cook now. Like, role reversal really is real. My question is, if your partner tells you, hey, I need you to do this for me, or I think this is a better way to do this, or and then shows you why, would you take in consideration what she's saying, or would you just hit her down with, no, you going to do it this way because I said to do it this way?
No, you do take in consideration.
No, wrong. No. I ask you.
Yeah.
I feel like real niggas know how to deal with, I don't want to say deal with women. Real niggas know how to coexist with women. I know who to invite around women and who not to invite.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I know what my wife be right. I'm like, yeah, she right. She right.
For sure.
But I'm still the leader of the household. Like, I have to make the decisions and be like, if there's a problem, I got to problem solve.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And she may give me like, yo, she'll tell me what she sees. And then I still got to make the decision and navigate where the fuck the ship going. And so I just feel like you learn to like coexist with a woman as you, you know what I'm saying?
But
like,
you don't never say, hey, we ain't gonna do it that way. You kind of listen to both sides and compromise, right? Are you a compromiser or are you somebody who just take
it's
over?
It's not, it's a partnership though. It's like, it's not like.
Teach him that.
I mean,
Jody said it's his way or the highway. That's what he told us on the last episode. No,
but not to a certain extent.
I mean, but the thing is, but look though, like the woman that would be with Jody would it'd be a completion. Like it's not, you can't look at it like men and women are supposed to be like this. It's like,
nah, he look
my wife is my wife. It's me and her. It's not man and woman. It's Bobby and Tiffany. You know what I'm saying? Like it's, this is how we do that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I can't compare how we do it to like everybody. Mm-hmm. But to Jody's point, it's like you, it's a real nigga. Like y'all personalities, y'all can date. It's two niggas in a y'all. I mean, y'all have a mean ass basketball game.
You feel?
Now I'm gonna stop you. Cause listen, this is the thing. Y'all can play these little jokes all you want, but when I'm dating someone, I know how to be submissive and I know how to bring that character out of me. I can play rough with y'all all day, but the person who deal with me know what's going on. So we can be hand putting, you know, whatever. And sometimes I'll put on a facade to a dude so he can just leave me alone. And I'll put on that masculine energy so you can go on your way. But I ain't never had no plaints. They know what's good over here. My thing is, he just got a problem. And that's just what it is. I ain't got time for him to be trying to whatever. I'm gonna go to the next question.
I bring that sauce up here.
I'm sitting here in Jody's story.
Hey, you talking about
this, that sauce. She tripping.
Listen. Okay, so look, inclusion.
We didn't get through none of the cars at all.
No, because Jody be taking over and it get toxic.
Nah,
you had toxicity.
You had some things you wanted to get off your chest.
That was great.
He be getting on my nerve.
That was wonderful content.
Yo, he really was quiet. And,
because we done snapped on each other for 4 days.
It was boring.
He was really trying to let me talk because I done snapped on him for four days.
It was getting slow. Now go ahead and keep going.
So look, inclusion is a hell of a drug, right?
Inclusion.
How important is it for you to be included in the culture? So it could be like anything that's going on right now, like the social movements or whatever's going on, do you feel like that you should be included in it? Or do you feel a way when you're not included in it?
I mean, certain shit, like it's a lot of artists from Atlanta that don't really get acknowledged as being from Atlanta, even though like Playboi Carti was from Atlanta for the longest. I ain't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I think for me, the challenge was always like being in the hot spot of the world. Like I would go, I mean, this was like before like TikTok, like 2010, 2013. Like I'd be in Australia. I'd call back. I'm like, yo, they in a strip club playing Jeezy, or like they in a strip club playing one of my, you know what I'm saying? It was like, damn, they know too. Like, that's when it was surprising. Like, oh, they know?
Yeah.
And it's like, now it's like the whole world is ratchet. Like, the whole world is like, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's like, it's literally like Atlanta culture, and Southern culture. Like, it's the shit. It's like, I went to the high school. Like, I went here. Yeah. And now the whole world want to go to the high school. They got Rolling Loud in Thailand. The fuck?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, for sure.
So I just feel like, you know, that was definitely like a part of my plight, but you know, it's something I had to like accept as being like, I'm just a different nigga. You know what I'm saying? I remember I would make beats in high school and I'd bring my beats to the cafeteria. People listen on it, like, you know, it's different. I was just destined to be a different nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm still a nigga from Decatur, like my bro Rory, like he remind me of me. He's so eclectic and alternative, but when I be chilling with this nigga, I be like, when I be chilling with Rory, we be smoking, I be like, yo, nigga, you just a nigga from the east side, like me. And it's like, it's still in me because I'm from here, but like, you know, I feel like you could harm yourself, your creativity, trying to be too included in shit that you, maybe you don't need to go there. Maybe you need to go to art school over there, or maybe you need to go live in London or some shit. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
What you think, Jody?
I think everybody want to be included. I mean, this is the social media.
Well, for yourself.
What, to be included?
Yeah, how do you feel if you're included or not included? Does it hold weight on you or no?
I think people already know I don't really care if I'm included or not. I really don't. I never did. I think that's what makes you different.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Not being included. I have no problem with not being included in whatever you guys are doing. That's to the whole world. Like I never care what you're doing. I'm just made my mind like that. I don't know. It makes me be a certain kind of way, and it helped me because I don't care what you're doing unless I fuck with you. If I fuck with you and you're a family member or you somebody that I fuck with, I'm going to be involved with what you're doing. But as far as the world and like how somebody think or like I play basketball too. If I'm on the court.
Oh, God. Trash. Here you go.
The court playing basketball with new four people.
Right.
This is a new four. I make five.
Right.
I don't care what they know how to do. I don't care if you good or not.
Right.
I care about what I'm finna do.
Because when you got the sauce, ain't nobody doing nothing anyway. Yeah, like,
I ain't got to worry about it, bro. Why am I worried about you? And I know God blessed me with some.
Right.
I'm blessed. I know I am.
Right.
So I don't care if you like it or you don't. If we cool or we not.
Right.
Being included ain't going to do shit, but turn you into one of them.
Yeah.
What's one of them?
This new school internet world.
The new robotic
shit.
Yeah, what you think? What you think, Sis?
I agree. I like to be, you want to feel included, but in reality, that's what makes me different. So I create my own lane and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with not being included. Like, I'm okay with it. But I feel like that's what makes you unique. Like, not everybody listen to them beats when he went to school, right? But that's what made him, you know what I'm saying? Right. That's what made him unique. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, I just love him now. You get what I'm saying? So it's okay to not be included because there's a lot of stuff that I'm not included on. And then those the same lanes where everybody jumping on my lane because I've been by myself. And it's like, well, dang, how she get to do it like that? Because y'all didn't include me. So I had to make my own lane. That's what he did. He made his own lane. And now he's successful at it. Jody made his own lane and he's successful at it. You know what I'm saying? So
Jody said he could hoop too, but that, I don't know.
What I am. And I encourage kids.
Look, now, that's crazy. Y'all ain't hoop yet.
Look, yeah, she'll leave
that's the problem.
On. She's scared. But look, I encourage all kids too, like young people coming up. Like, it, all the little kids I be talking to, even my little people, like my nephews and my like cousins, I be trying to tell them, bro, all y'all got to do, if you really want to be different, if you really want to be different and do what you want to do in life, stop worrying about, don't do the opposite of what you see.
Yeah. Bro, I be saying that just all do the time.
It's that simple, though.
It's so easy.
If you can lock into doing the opposite of what you see, you already standing out, bro.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Swear to God, I be saying the same shit. If they over there, go over there. That's it.
If the crowd is over here, and anybody who know me, I don't give a fuck who they are. They know me personally. I always been that type of guy. Mm-hmm. If everybody over there, I'm going to stand in the corner over here so I can see everything.
Yeah.
I think that, especially with everyone that's up here, I don't think it's a trying thing. I don't think it's a kind of... what you said, but a little different. Like, if everybody over there, I'm gonna go over there. I think it's just what you do anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't trying to go over there anyway. You just gonna do what you want to do because that's how you move. I think that's why everyone has been successful in what they've done, because it takes a different type of person to reach some type of success. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, whether it be sports, whether it be music, sports, you got a million people try out for middle school. These people make it. Then it goes smaller to high school. Then it gets even smaller to college. Then it gets even smaller to professional. Mm-hmm. Then it's like one or two of you left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got to be different. And I think, too, like dealing with men or women, that's the difference in dealing with people. So when you've dealt with someone, as long as you've dealt with someone, whether it be whatever you got going on, if you, and I'm going to use myself for an example. I only allow what I allow or not allow because of seeing the world. I done been overseas, different countries. I've seen stuff that nobody's seen. I've witnessed stuff that nobody could ever say they've seen before. So why I moved the way I moved today. Like, I don't allow everybody in my space, even if you think I do, because I'm cool with everybody, but everybody can't come to my house. Everybody can't kick it with me. Everybody can't know what I'm really, really doing, even if they think they do. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So I think that's the difference. Like, when it comes to being a self-made person, you don't try to be. That's just who you are. And those people that is who they is are the people that succeed at what they succeed at, mm-hmm. right or wrong.
Yeah,
I think that's what it be. Right. But we're going to play this game called The Game. Let me get that.
What?
The Game.
Oh, I thought it was an iron at first.
We're going to play this game called The Game. Stop asking him. Come here. So look. The game is called The Game.
It's called The Game?
It's called The Game.
It's a game called The Game.
It's called The Game.
Okay.
So the person holding this, because we got to simplify this. We always mess up every game. The person that's holding this got to let the person to the left, so that would be Jody, pull it, and I read it, and then this goes to the next person. Everybody got to pull some, so.
Wait, so he pull it, and you read it?
Yeah.
Okay, so he picking your question.
I'm picking his question.
Oh, okay.
No.
That's why I'd be confused, because I was already confused.
You don't hold it, though. Just put your hand in. That's fine. It's the left, this way.
I need to
my left. He's on my right. Now give it to me. Hey, you trying to be smart.
That just seemed like an extra step.
No, it's not. See?
Man, come on, man.
Have you ever had a paranormal or unexplainable experience?
A paranormal, unexplained
not
experience?
Not you. He got an answer.
Yeah, I don't think I had one of them.
Well, pick another one. We ain't got time for you to be playing Hocus Pocus. Let's go.
What do you mean?
Pick another one. You said you ain't had one, though. Give me another one.
I answer that motherfucker. I ain't had one of them.
Okay. This one ain't got nothing. Go
man, what? Why you want me to talk?
Go ahead.
Then when I talk, you get mad.
What does true love mean or look like to you? Great question.
Let me tell y'all.
Hold on, let me ask. Hold on, where the camera at? Hold on, let me ask. Wait, hold on. Let me ask.
Then you already asked me
no,
the question.
No, let me ask.
You're
me.
Asking the question.
What does true love mean or look
I
like
heard
to you?
What she said.
Go ahead.
Can I have the flow?
Go ahead.
Appreciate it. Let me tell you what true love looks like, right? Because look, my mom and my father was married for almost 28 years. This is what true love looked like. And I'm going to say I'm RIP to my stepdad, because he like my daddy, but he died of ALS a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. My partner, but I've seen him. I just know what real love is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if it don't look like my mama, if it don't look like my mama and this man, I don't give a fuck what nobody tell me. That's why I'm like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why you're in the streets.
No, I'm not in the streets. I'm in the crib like this, for real. Don't ever get that twisted. But listen, this is why I am like I am. I know I don't see these type of women no more. I ain't retarded or delusional or shit. I know what the fuck going on. But when I do see a rare breed, though, like, I treat them like that. Mm-hmm. But you ain't going to get me to treat you like true love. When it ain't true love. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real.
Even though everybody trying to build true love and have true love and all, that shit ain't easy, bro. Mm-mm. That shit take years, years, years.
Yes.
So before I waste my life now, because some people, marriages work. And if it worked for them, if it worked for you, bro, it worked for you. That's a big up. Right. But true love to me, nah, you ain't, it hard to find. That shit don't look like my mama no more. They don't even do that type of shit no more. They don't even... Girl, you don't even know what to do. No
I
more.
Think it's because they think shit. You hear the word true love and it sound like gumdrops and rainbows and shit. Nigga, that shit work. You
know
what
I mean? Hard.
You know how many nights, you know how many nights I had to stay up to 7 a.m. in the morning hashing it out, trying to work it out?
Yeah.
pack bags getting packed. We think somebody finna leave. We got,
you feel?
You know, that shit work. That shit is like working on yourself, going mm-hmm. to gym.
Man, what?
Like, it ain't.
It's hard. So we talking 2025. We in 2025 right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You talking about finding that? Okay, good luck.
And then I think motherfuckers should be too smart, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much information out here. Everybody, like these kids, teenagers, they know everything. They got all these mm-hmm. labels and terms. They too smart, bro. They like, shit, why would I do that? I ain't finna. They already know what's ahead of them. Like, they already know.
But see, they the
they
smart,
you know what I'm saying?
Smart,
yeah.
dumb kind of. Yeah. See, they smart, dumb.
Yeah.
Because they smart, but they don't listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're getting information, but the best way to learn something is to go through it.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to have some experience in it.
Yeah.
Or you can't speak on it. And then what wrong with the world today, bro? You gotta go
wrong
through
with the world.
You feel me? You gotta go through some shit, bro. You gotta be done went through this shit. We grew up around people who had went through it already.
Yeah.
Who taught us that if you did this, this is what's gonna happen. If your ass go this route, this is how you're gonna turn out. Now you trying to read it and figure it out how you supposed to. Man, you just fucking y'all motherfucker crazy.
Smart dumb.
Okay, here, Jody, take that. Now let me pull it.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to go around.
No, y'all not listening. It's gonna go around, but you gotta go to the left.
So I'm reading just it. Oh yeah,
for
okay,
me.
Okay,
yes, bit. Thank you.
Okay,
see, y'all think y'all smart.
Now I'm reading you. Okay, I'm reading you. All right, let go. Let's see what she talking about.
Y'all
I'm
slow.
Like, I don't get it.
Y'all
like,
slow.
I don't get it.
We already know what she finna say this shit. Should couples have access to each other's phones and social media accounts?
No.
No.
I'm glad. I'm glad.
No. I think. No. I'm gonna tell you why. I think no, because for one, I think you gotta have at least some type of privacy. And I feel like if somebody want to offer it to you, that's one thing. But I don't think that you have to. I don't think it's right to ask, hey, I need your password. It's nah. Because if they wanted you to have it, they would give it to you. So me personally, no, I don't think that's
it's a,
fair.
And then, bro, okay, it's like, it be work. Like, people having jobs and shit on their phone. That information can't just be all.
Yeah, I agree.
Unprotected,
no shit, bro.
Change it, no
agree.
Shit.
Change
no
agree.
Shit. Mm-hmm. I don't even want. Yeah,
I agree.
Women love
so
it.
How this gonna go?
No, you just let him pull it. Yeah. No. Hold it. You hold it. He held it. Now you let him pull it.
I thought I'm supposed to pull it.
Yeah, she gotta pull it. I just did it for you. Put it.
No,
up.
That's not what happened.
Have it,
no, look. You hold it. Let him pull it.
But he already.
He's ready
for
you.
You had it, and he pulled it. He passed it to him. I thought.
But he was holding it, right?
She wouldn't be fucking the game up trying to put on everybody else.
What is your goal, really? Look,
it's a game. It's a game called The Game. So I was already.
I'm a fool, and you read it.
Okay. You messed it up.
It's been out my hands.
So I'm reading this?
Yeah, for me, I'm going to answer it, and then you read it.
So I ask you this.
Yes.
Have you ever had a celebrity crush, and who was it?
They just smiled.
Everybody has.
Celebrity crush?
Yeah.
Come on.
When you were young.
When I was young, yeah. Chris Brown.
Bet.
But she's
Chris Brown.
Shout out Chris Breeze.
Okay. Now you take it and give it to her. Yes.
Wait, you pull.
Y'all get
and
them.
I read it.
Bro, this one is so retarded.
I'm
going to
read it.
This is so retarded how these rules are.
Have you
y'all
ever
messed it up?
Been caught doing something and had to make up a story to explain it.
God damn. I got caught smoking weed when I was in high school because I was coming back in from the track, like at Columbia High School. It was like a track. It was like you had to walk out and go across the track. Don't hate on Columbia, bro. We done had some motherfuckers now. Mm. And you go across the track and it's the woods. So I came back from the woods, and it was like, you were smoking. They put me in the office. Oh, you been smoking? You been smoking that reefer, ain't you? And I was like, no, I ain't been smoking. I glossy as hell. So let me smell your hands. So I rubbed my hands in my armpits. She said, they don't smell like weed. That was it. I got out of that jam. With my musty armpits.
That's trash. that is. Columbia High School for you.
Did everybody go?
Yeah.
Yeah. You went.
That was it? It just one round?
Yeah, so basically, season 3 of the Reality Table, we want to thank our special guest, Mr. Bobby Ray, B.O.B.
Mr. Bierman.
What you got going on? Tell him about
you. Oh, man, shout out to everybody on the east side, man. shout out to everybody on all the sides. I'm working on a lot of new shit, man. Shout out to Hang Dynasty. Shout out to DJ Soda Vibe. Shout out to my nigga Retro. Shout out to Lil Tate, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to all all you masculine women out there that's looking for looking for a partner.
You feel?
And still hope out here for you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's smart. It's not over.
Yeah. Y'all got anything else? Yeah. I was like, okay, let me ask you this. Actually, if you could say one thing to somebody, that if you could give advice to somebody, one thing, what would you say to them?
I know everybody's an artist, man. I just feel like stop caring what people think. God damn, y'all like when you put your shit out, don't look at the comments, don't look at nothing. Just matter of fact, let somebody else run your social media. It's too much. It's too much information. It's too much. You're too smart. So many artists be hitting me up. They be like, man, can I join the music industry without, do I got to join the Illuminati? Do I got to sell my soul? Do I got to do this? It's like all this information, like just stop it. Like play your own game. Mm-hmm. Even if they are doing that shit, so what? Do your own shit. You ain't got to do what all these niggas is doing. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to do all that weird shit. Right. Just do your own game, play your own game and have your own following. And that's all I got to say on the matter.
I'm going to piggyback off of that. Find your truth. Stand in your truth. Stay in your lane. Be creative. That's what the world needs, is for you to be creative and have confidence in what you're doing. There's a reason why you're supposed to be doing what you're supposed to be doing. It's okay to stand out and not fit in.
Yeah. Mm. Word.
Jody?
Real shit. Mind your own business. Real simple. Mind your own damn business.
Hardest thing to do.
That's simple like that.
Straight like that.
Like that.
It'll change the world.
My thing I want to leave with people.
None of my business.
It's good. My thing I want to leave with people is you don't have to pick up what these folk putting down. Mm-hmm. And you ain't got to buy what they selling. So if it ain't in alignment with you, stay the course and the right person gonna find you. Be patient. Don't let nothing rush. Because what is for you is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Period. Dundo. Reality 3, Season 3. All these cameras, Season 3 Reality with Mercedes E. Smith, Jody Breeze, Big Les, the Reality Table, B.O.B.
Yeah.
Signing out.
Yeah, you did.
Let's shout it, makes the pain with the passion.
Yeah.
You wanna make it happen. Learn from the past, left the past.